The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, welcome to My Brother Me. It's an advice show for the modern era. Travis has prepared today's introductions himself, which I will permit him to do now.
Hello, weary travelers. Take respite upon yon stump by the fire. Enjoy a bowl of stew as we recount some wisdom.
I just hate this so much.
I just finished my creative writing course at the Adult Learning Annex.
You are
really
listening
excited
to
about it.
The number one EverQuest podcast on the net. Who's your favorite race? I like Kunark.
Who can pick? I like Elfton.
Words hurt, guys. Words hurt.
Yeah. You did your best. I want to take a moment, of course, to congratulate Miss Jennifer Hudson, who is now a size zero, if you can believe that.
Now she's invisible.
Yeah, that's what I want to. She's just shrunk out of existence.
She has winked out of existence. If you look at her directly, you can no longer see her.
She's engined a two-dimensional plane.
She has gone from a size 16 to a size zero.
She lives in Flatland now.
Mm-hmm. She's Flat Stanley.
She's basically the Flat Stanley of humans.
Okay,
that's Jennifer Hudson in a nutshell. But congratulations to her, looking great, size zero. Something for all of us to strive for, I think, to get to
know. I'm
going to
find it. It's going to be hard for me to choose which of those two introductions to edit out.
Well, we like to give Griffin a lot of options here. You never know.
Hey, GOP race, Bachman, Huntsman. It's Ron
sorry?
Paul.
Sorry?
Ron Paul, the GOP.
Are you just saying words that you could edit together?
Let's talk about the
funny
elephant in the room, the Republican elephant, Ron Paul. Republican Party.
Tim Pawlenty. Delicious. Tim Pawlenty is out. Tim Pawlenty is savory. Oh man, so many good options. So Griffin, you just
where's
picked.
Where's Tim Placenta? Is he?
They buried him in the backyard.
He dropped out after about 9 months. hey, listen, bazing. This is my brother, me, my ship for the modern era. I'm your oldest.
Smurfs!
Justin Mackerel.
Have you seen that Smurfs movie? And PH is in the mix. Making it rain. Jokes.
Travis, please introduce yourself. No, you don't get to this week. Griffin, you go. Travis lost
his Griffin. I'm Griffin McElroy, the fire starter of intros.
Twisted fire starter.
I am the master mage known as Travis McElroy.
We need a new Travis for next week, so that's just something to keep on the to-do list. Something for my honey-do list is to replace Travis.
Quick story. While driving down the streets of Austin, one of my friends saw a burned CD laying on the street, and he jumped out and grabbed the burned CD, and we threw it in the CD player. It said Spin on it.
Okay.
And it was nothing but fucking the most righteous pump-up jams you had ever, like Crystal Method and Prodigy, and Firestarter was on there. Smack My Bitch Up was also on there. It was a fucking, it was like music to have a very moody bank heist to. It was fucking fresh.
Spin. That's the only thing on it.
Spin.
No other hints or anything?
Mm-mm.
Just put it in there. Let it go.
Hey, Griff.
Let it go. Feel yourself.
I'm really proud of you for putting that into a CD player.
Yeah, a little scratched, but yeah, it could have had like, yeah, it could have been something. It could have been bad, man.
Could have been in one like the ring.
Mm-hmm. Or it could have been Fart Touch.
Fart Touch. Spin this. Spin this up. Hey, let's get to some advice. I've been told that I look like Jack Black. It's been happening to me for years, and most everyone seems to see it. I've even been stopped by the street by some random lady to be told that I look like Jack Black. So my question to you, brothers, is it a good thing to look like Jack Black? Gmail.
Is it a good thing to look like anyone these days?
As someone who has been told forever and ever and ever that I look like Chris Kattan.
Oh, man.
It's not good to look like anybody ever.
The problem
because
is...
Because you get told once and you go, huh, that's interesting. I'm maybe a little bit flattered. Maybe a little bit skeptic. You get told a million times, I don't care who it is you look like. You start to, like, lose like your sense of self.
Well, mm-hmm. Travis, to that effect, you seem to have embraced your Kattanism.
Kattanity.
Because your Kattanity, because you went as Mango for Halloween, if memory
serves. I did. Well, what happened was I came full circle. I went full circle from do I to fuck you to I do. It was a big circle.
You can't do much worse than Jack Black, I don't think, though. Because a lot of people look like Jack Black. Like, Jack Black looks like a lot of people.
Not a lot of famous people.
Yes, sir.
Not a lot of people that people like out there doing it look like Jack Black. A lot of roadies look like Jack Black, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys who run the go-karts look like Jack Black. But not a lot of, like, famous, popular people look like Jack
Black. A lot of go-kart technicians look like Jack Black.
I myself have been told by a guy who works at Heritage Station that I look like Jack Black.
That's horse apples.
How did you feel about it when it happened?
Well, maybe this Gmailer, maybe he looks like Justin McElroy more than anything.
Ooh.
Maybe I need to take it back my face.
Do you think it's just because in the chubby famous people game, you've basically got Jack Black and Kevin James just sort of living on the edge?
Right.
I wonder if anyone's ever been told, like, you look like a skinny Jack Black.
Well, that's the problem, right? Like, how fat you are, like, be glad that people are telling you you look like Jack Black, and not like, you kind of look like Louis Anderson. Or you look like, who's that fat guy who's so fucking fat that that's the whole joke, but he was on Last Comic Standing?
Oh, no. It was Louis Anderson.
No, like, this guy's so fat that, like, he doesn't need punchlines, he just points to himself.
Oh, Gordo.
Gordo? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
I think he wears, like, baggy rap clothing. And
I think it was El Gordo.
It was Gorto.
Mm-hmm. El Gorto.
He was enormous. Gorto, the enormous man, was his full name. His stage name.
Tender-hearted, obviously.
Yeah. But can you say, on the opposite end of the celebrity weight spectrum, can you say, like, you look like Greg Kinnear, but, like, fat, like a fat
you
Greg
look like
Kinnear.
A fat Greg Kinnear.
Like, you know how Greg Kinnear, like, you know what his body, like, his face, but then with a Louis Anderson body.
You like, look like an ugly Brad Pitt.
You look like a skinny, fat Jennifer Hudson.
you look like a fluctuating Jennifer Hudson.
After she got her weight right. Well, that's the thing, though. Like, if 10 years ago, if someone told you you look like Jonah Hill, you'd be like, hey, fuck you, man. Well, 10 years ago, you probably wouldn't know who that was. We'll say 5. Fuck you, I don't look like Jonah Hill. Now it's trimmed down. Now it's kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, but nobody means chubby, that. But... Nobody means that like him in his prime. Nobody means like
you look like Jonah Hill. No. Post weight loss.
Yeah, I know. You look like Green Hornet era Seth Rogen, who looks like he can actually like throw a punch. You look like Seth Rogen from 40-Year-Old Virgin, probably, or maybe even one of his fatter movies.
I think that there are two ways to capitalize on this, and one is we had a friend named Josh who looked like Owen Wilson, mm-hmm. and so he went to one of the big acting audition conferences, and they convinced all these ladies that he was Luke and Owen Wilson's brother, Josh Wilson.
That sounds like a real jerk.
No, it was funny. Problem is, he was actually the only guy I know from college that has gone on to work in TV and film. You can actually find him in a Nickelback video.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Which well, karma. Karma took care of that guy.
Yeah.
We talking about photograph or?
Yeah. Who can keep track? I can't. But I'm pretty sure it is. No, not photograph. Because I would remember that. It's one of those other ones. It's one of their bad ones.
Oh, okay. And I think the second way to capitalize on it is with this sentence. Hi, I'm Jack Black and I'm robbing this bank.
Okay. Well, hold on.
You're talking about ways to make this work for you. You're talking about identity theft.
Yes. But, like, literal identity. Not just, like, I'm using his credit card, but, like, you become Jack Black and then run amok.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Jack Black just stabbed that dude.
Yeah. I saw Jack Black sneaking out of your bedroom window. What's going on?
And then he yelled, "I am Jack Black."
Which I'm definitely Jack Black.
More convincing.
Except no substitute. Tell him Jack Black looks like you. Say you've had this face for a long time. He needs to get over it. Although he's been around a while at this point. You could shave your head. People never say that again.
Just real quick, in this email, there's a typo, and he says Jack Back, which I actually kind of like a little bit better. Like it sounds like some sort of like dystopian future techno hacker name. I'm Jack Back.
Over there in the corner's Psycho. Up there is Lil Doogie. Dutch. Jack Back.
Dutch. You got Jack Back. We got Wheels. We've got VidKid.
Wait, hold on. Whoa. You've just skewed into the Burger King Kids Club.
Got Hamburglar, Fry Guy, Mary McCheese.
Don't fuck with Grimace.
He's a hacker. Imagine Grimace wearing, like, hacker glasses. Imagine Grimace hacking this big, stupid purple oven mitt hands just smashing against the keyboard.
See, now I'm imagining.
He pushes his hands together, and there is, for some inexplicably, knuckle cracking.
See, you're telling me all this, and I'm thinking of Grimace in the movie Swordfish, and then I'm thinking of Grimace in the role of Halle Berry in the movie Swordfish, and then I'm thinking about Grimace's tits.
Not again.
That's for the third time today.
But conveniently, they are filled with grape jam, which is great with McDonald's brand biscuits. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's no, that's got to be jelly. Jam don't shake like that.
Thank you, Grimace.
I do love Grimace. Hey, is it ever appropriate or a good idea to hit on a member of a band after her set? That's from Nikki, who has informed us he is a male, which he's coming on a little strong. I don't know. But I believe him. That I think Nikki's a male, and he wants to know if he can hit on a female. Just go up to her and say, "Hey, killer set, rough night. Everybody's kung fu fighting." That should be pretty good.
Do you speak Cantonese?
Do you speak Cantonese?
These are Wayne's World references, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought we might help this guy out for once.
Oh, for once? Okay.
It depends on the band, doesn't it?
Yeah, how big is this band?
Yeah, if it's like fucking Fleetwood Mac and you're trying to get raw with Stevie Nicks, then you're probably going to have a hard time with that.
But if this is, like, jam band at your local bar, and they just finished doing a cover of a Fleetwood Mac song, you're probably cool.
Again, it depends on the quality of the Fleetwood Mac cover.
Yeah.
I would say normal, good band is equal to shitty Fleetwood Mac cover band, just by the quality of the songs that they're playing.
How do you figure?
Have you heard Fleetwood Go Your Mac Own Way?
Now. What?
I'm saying that there is no bad cover of Go Your Own Way.
That's fair. He's right.
Here are some Fleetwood Mac tribute bands. Belladonna. Okay. Enchanted. Mm-hmm. Mirage.
Oh.
Rumors.
This is getting worse.
Wild Heart. Okay. Fleetwood Max!
Is it M-A-X?
Yeah, it is. All caps.
Yeah, that's good.
Bitches. Fleetwood Back.
I think that Juice Newton actually started out as a Fleetwood Mac cover person, human being.
Oh, yeah?
Just a cover artist, yeah.
Cover human being? Well, we do have cover human beings, though, don't we? I mean, isn't that something that pops up from time to time?
I just saw in an episode of Toddlers and Tiaras where one of the dads makes a living as a Sean Paul impersonator.
Oh, my Christ, yes!
My name is Ron Paul. I'm a Sean Paul. Shake that thing.
I literally like got up and walked out of the room when I saw that because all I could think was, what is the market for that?
Oh, it's
and
booming.
Teresa explained it like this. The only option she could think of was maybe someone's throwing out like a party and they want people to think that maybe Sean Paul was there.
Yeah. Or like more likely, I'm robbing this bank and my name is Sean Paul.
My name is Sean Paul.
Oh,
it's a booming market, Travis. A lot of our stocks are taking dips, but my investments in the Sean Paul and Shaggy impersonation business.
Sean Paul is Sean Paul is just a Shaggy tribute person.
I'm just going to throw this out as just kind of a wide, broad piece of advice. If you decide that you want to become a celebrity impersonator and you look in the mirror and the best you can come up with is Sean Paul, maybe you should go work at your dad's bank.
I thought that nobody had seen Sean Paul before. I thought that was he was like Flicky or what? Who's that guy? The spray painter?
Oh, Flicky.
Flicky. It was Flicky.
Flicky. The no, is you're thinking name? Of you're thinking no. of
Squirmy.
Daft Punk.
Daft uh-huh. Punk. His spray paint skills. Nobody's seen his face before. They've only seen his art, and that's
so. As far as Sean anyone knows, I could be a Sean Paul impersonator.
You'd be Sean Paul. You could be Flicky. They could be the same person.
Big news, everybody! I didn't want this to be the venue in which I let it come out, but I am Flicky.
Oh my god!
I know.
No. I am Flicky.
I am Juice Newton, and I'm now sorry I had to come out like this. Never rest
Flicky, because we've all claimed to be Flicky.
So now to answer your question,
don't. Don't do that. If you have the fucking, if you have the balls to like go up actually to a musician that you've just seen and say like, hey, I agree with your style. Like, actually, I'm gonna say more power to you because I think
step one, take a long hard look in the mirror. Can you pull it off?
Are you attractive?
If the answer is yes, fuck yeah, do it.
Do it.
What kind of face? If you had to grade your face and body,
rate
your
face. What are we talking about?
Rate your face. You're saying if you got a B face and an A body, dog. Like, you are wasting everyone's time by not doing it.
And make sure that you don't that you approach it like any other circumstance. You start a conversation first, then get to flirting.
Plus, like, but do keep in mind that as far as like that natural chemistry or what have you, part of being a performer is being alluring or at the very least charismatic. So, like, yeah, if you thought, hey, I'm into that. Like, they're doing their job. Like, that's what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But there's probably a lot of stage door Johnnies lining up, is all I'm saying. So,
you know, I think that you should just ignore the fact that you just saw that person in concert. I think you should act like you didn't know they were.
Don't even mention like the music or anything. Just be like,
yeah, hey, and then you'd be like, boots. Oh, I didn't know that you were doing anything. And they'll be like, hey, dude, I'm Lady Gaga. Like, yeah, you know this.
I got here late.
You know this?
I didn't see your concert.
Why are you wearing a meat mask? This is a weird look.
Are those pizza panties? I wish I'd seen this.
My favorite pizza chain.
Very popular in Japan with the in the capsule hotels. You order from pizza panties.
That is so not surprising. Hey, I have a Yahoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like us to explore. This one was sent in by Terry Dutton. Thanks, Terry. It's by Yahoo Answers.
Take that thing, but Terry Dutton.
Terry Dutton. Terry Dutton sent this in. Thank you. It's by Yahoo Answers user Morgan Grutman, who asks.
Take that thing. It's Morgan Grutman.
Morgan Grutman. Picking the perfect quote. Opinions needed. Getting a tattoo at the end of the month, and I thought I had the perfect saying picked out, but I've come across a few more that I just love. If I could have all of them put on, I would. Just need opinions on which one sounds/would look best. I am getting a horse tattoo on my back.
Uh-huh.
Not sure if it will be a rearing horse or a galloping horse, but here are the quotes I can't pick from. Elegance, beauty, spirit, fire.
Okay.
So that's the first
one. Not a quote.
Not a quote at all.
Two hearts, one passion.
Nope.
Okay.
Hoof prints never fade.
What?
They not? They don't.
Together.
Scientifically proven.
Wait. Okay, go ahead, Griffin.
Together as one.
Wait.
I was going to put this in the tattoo section, but who would know better than horse lovers themselves? I don't want any big long quotes or anything. Something small and simple, but gets to the point.
It gets to the point of how I'm a crazy person.
Two
hoof prints, one passion.
Whoa. Two hearts, one passion, which I love. Like, is the passion going? Like, just moving forward quickly? Like, that's my thing.
I'm also, really what about the horse's second heart?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
Time horse.
What do you want to bet this person does not in any way own a horse.
No, no horse. Really, they want to remind themselves to save up for it. And they think that this is sort of throwing their hat over the fence. Like, you get this, you got to have a horse, people are going to think you're an asshole.
Elegance, beauty, spirit, fire. Hey, the way that you ride a horse is really bad if fire's involved in the equation.
Maybe you leap through fire as you're going to rescue.
What shitty quotes did they have before that they heard these and went, oh no, that's way better. Now I'm up in the air.
Did anybody make any suggestions or anything?
A lot of people are down with elegance, beauty, spirit, fire.
Yeah, they think very elegant.
A rearing horse would be better. I really like hoof prints never fade, but here are some you may like. Oh, Christ. In riding a horse, we borrow freedom.
Do we know? Hey,
do you mind if I...
excuse me, horse, can I just, for a second,
let me... That freedom looks pretty neat. Can I just check it?
Pardon me, neighbor. Can I get a cup of freedom?
And the horse just looks back and says, you look with your eyes, not with your hands.
Hey, I am bone dry on freedom. Can I just mount you for a second? And just a little...
Can I absorb...
Or can I finish? To ride a horse is to ride the sky.
Now, the problem I have with these quotes is that they're objectively untrue. To ride a horse is to ride a horse. That's unless all you're doing. Horse. It's a galloping bundle of bones and meat, and you're riding it, and that's it.
Hoofprints do, in fact, fade pretty quickly.
They barely even think. Like, what are you doing?
My horse is made of clouds and fire, and it sucks to be on it. It sucks to touch this horse. Horses lend us the wings we lack.
What?
You're making these horses up by lend yourself us the wings now. We lack.
I'm not making these up because I'm not a fucking crazy person. Hey, everyone, quit borrowing shit from horses. Like, they are not good lenders.
Neither a borrower or a lender or a horse be. That's my... For poor Richard.
To see what man has made, one must get in a car. To see what God has made, one must get on a horse.
No, to see what God has made, one must get in a horse.
Nice work, Big G. He really grosses me out with all these horse parts.
Big G, this is some sticky stuff.
To be fair, I did think I was going to freeze to death out here.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks Big G, I thought horse. These smelled bad on the outside.
Hey, horse, can I borrow your life? You may not get this one back.
Hey, horse, can I borrow your heat guts so I don't die?
I need your guts heat to keep my bones warm. You're so good inside. Thank you.
How about this quote?
I'm going to build a chair from your bones.
How about this quote? To ride a horse is to borrow the entire Billy Joel discography.
How do you figure?
Because it makes as much sense as anything else.
If your horse was...
If this is moving out, then I'm moving out.
To fly a horse up in the sky is you are high. You are having a reaction to drugs.
This is a different answer. Okay. If your horse is a racehorse, you were a great champion. When you ran, the ground shook, the sky opened, and mere mortals parted the way to victory. We'll all meet you in the winner's circle, where I'll put a blanket of flowers on your back.
Okay.
So like a head-to-toe tattoo.
Why were the mortals on the track?
Get out of the way!
Get out of the way, there's horses! I feel like horses are kind of like you were talking about with like cats and other house pets. Can we just leave horses alone? Can we just let them run free and beautiful, like, and not horses, try to capture their essence with your back meat?
It's gotta be rough because anyone can become a cat person just by buying a cat. You can buy a cat nowadays and take care of it for its entire lifespan for like $15, like NBD. Horses. You really gotta go for that crazy. That's a lifestyle change. A crazy, crazy lifestyle change. You can't just casually...
You can't take off for the weekend.
No. To be fair, have you ever watched Animal Cops Houston?
Yes.
It doesn't always require a life kit. Sometimes you're just like, I bought this horse. It's in my apartment now.
Oh, shit, I forgot I had that horse.
What? There's a horse behind your barn. You haven't fed it in 3 weeks. Guys, oh, shit.
Fuck. I haven't gone in that guest room in a long time.
And
honey.
This has been our sponsored segment where we riff, and the humor is predicated on having seen Animal Cops Houston.
It's a great show.
Real class act. Hey, listen. My friend and I have been planning to take a cross-country road trip on the cheap for a few weeks now.
Before you finish reading this, I want you both to take a deep breath.
Okay.
Okay.
Go on.
My friend said he had the sleep accommodations taken care of, but when I learned his plans for us, I was horrified. He wants us to spend each night on the couches of random strangers found via couchsurfing.org. Apparently, this website lets people invite strangers to crash for the night at their place and, in my mind, die a grisly death at the hands of a serial killer. Try to dissuade my friend, but he insists it will be fine and there's no other cheap alternative. How can I convince my friend he's leading us into certain death? And that's from Stranger Danger.
Why do you... What?
My... Why do you need to- okay, before we get into this to it, my sister-in-law couch surfed a lot in Europe and Japan, and it worked out fine for her.
Mm-hmm.
She had no problems. And I
but
think
she
if
knows Krav Maga. Like, she's fine.
Yeah, she knows Krav Maga, though. She can handle herself.
My friend Jacqueline, who now lives in New York but used to live in Cincinnati with me, was part of this, like, underground couch surfing railroad, and people would, like, come
hold
and sleep
on
house.
She couch surfed her way to freedom from oppression?
No. She was one of the stops.
Come ride this wave of freedom. I borrowed it from a horse. Woo! Hang ten!
But nothing bad ever happened. People came and slept on her couch and, like, you know, would stay a night or two. I hung out with one dude. The three of us went to Zen church together, and he was awesome. He was great.
Okay, but okay. You're going to have maybe 99 of those, and then you're going to have one you wake up and fucking Kathy Bates is looming over you. Like, hey, you are... No, it's not worth it. It's not worth the risk.
I organized your spices for you because I thought they were disorganized. Like, even little things. That's going to be annoying. Why'd you do that?
It is worth the risk, though, because it's, like, free.
Yeah.
Like, it's free... It's free to get killed, is what you're saying. Like, yeah. It didn't cost anything either.
Well, yeah, but it's just like going to a hostel in Europe is, yeah, it's a cheaper alternative because security is at a minimum.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, what are you saying?
You're right, Travis. No. It's just like the movie Hostel.
Like, what are you saying?
Yeah, what I'm saying is...
You're saying it's free, so there's a likelihood that you'll die. Is that what you mean?
That's part... I think it's factored into the cost.
Travis, that's the biggest corner you can cut. Once you have cut that corner, and
how do you mitigate that risk exactly?
Well, my argument comes from the line: there's no other cheap alternative. So clearly,
there is.
I can
get on fucking Kayak and find Motel 8 for fucking $40. Is that
which is $40 more than a free couch?
My life is worth so much more than $40. And also,
maybe yours is. That doesn't mean the question asker's is.
Hey, if you have been planning to take a cross country road trip. How the fuck are we going to pay for this is a pretty high up bullet point.
Yeah, that's another way. Okay, that's the thing you do before you do anything else.
Okay, can we afford to take a cross-country road trip? Well, do you mind risking death? Yeah, I do mind that. Well, no, we can't afford that right now.
We can't afford it unless, is it cool if we sleep on 12 couches and on one of them, you don't know which one, but on one of them, you'll wake up with some balls in your mouth.
I'm also going to throw out that maybe your mistake was letting your skeezy hippie friend take care of accommodations.
Oh, man, don't worry. Hey, bro, we just need a little gas to get us across the border. Going to the rainbow.
I got this. What do you mean you got this? It's like a 7-day trip. Where are we staying? It'll be fine.
Hey, this dude says if I suck his dick, he'll take us as far as Las Cruces.
It's going to be real cool. Hey, we're going to the rainbow gathering. Can you spare some gas, bro?
Hey, bro.
Can I
siphon out?
I'll siphon some gas, and I'll siphon some other stuff. Need a ride. Going to rainbow gathering in the forest. Actually, I gave some hippies gas to go to the rainbow gathering.
That's a good use of money.
I felt pretty good about it. I gave him like a 15.
Anything that gets hippies to go away from you is a pretty good use of money.
Yeah, I said drive fast.
Drive fast, don't look back.
Drive fast and far, hippie.
I called him a slur, which I will not repeat on the show.
That's good. Sure, why not? Like, maybe your life isn't worth a whole lot, though. I don't know this guy personally. He's using a code name. Like, maybe he's not one of the wonders, as Natalie Merchant would say. You know, maybe it wouldn't be no great loss. I don't know.
Hold on. I'm going to check something out here real quick. You guys keep talking.
Okay. Well, thanks for the alert.
I'm so uncomfortable. I don't like sleeping on the couches of people that I know. Like,
yeah.
I certainly don't think of it as surfing or any other kind of extreme sport.
Here's what I have confirmed, because I thought. The difference here is that the couchsurfing.org that they talk about
mm-hmm.
is like a forum kind of thing where people go and will sleep somewhere and then get on and say, I stayed at this house and it was perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah,
fine.
I mean, there's no quality assurance in this thing. Like, there's not like a, oh, yeah, he's a confirmed non-rapist member. So let's...
No, that's what couchsurfing.org is, the collection of saying, but this one is safe, go to this, and everybody's
so they didn't
like,
kill me this time, so you're cool. Because you know what serial killers aren't is patient. Yeah, they'll wait. I'm not going to kill this one, but I'm going to kill the next one.
I'm going to see if I can get two.
This is one of those few times I'm going to stick to my guns, because all of my friends that use this, if I on this podcast go, yeah, they'll probably kill you, I'm going to catch shit for the next 2 weeks.
Well, let me put
because
it
after
way.
Those 2 weeks, all your friends will be fucking murdered because they slept on some strange couch in Arkansas.
Go to the store right now. I'm going to say it'll probably be like a, how many days? Let's say a 2 week journey cross country. Mm-hmm. If you really put pedal to the metal, let's say you'll stay with 12 strangers. Maybe 20 if you have to go back. But anyway, let's say you stay with 12 strangers the whole time. Get in line at the gas station with 12 people. And as you're looking at that line, really imagine all of them, one by one, turning around and saying, do you want to sleep with me tonight? Do you want to sleep at my house? Mm-hmm. How many of them would you agree to?
Slumber
like
wait,
none.
What if the rest of that sentence was, I'm making biscuits?
Like three. A three out okay. of 12. Tops. Tops. Would be biscuit worthy.
Can I suggest what might be the funniest new thing probably on the internet? Is and I haven't checked this. I haven't looked or anything. But I would like to read the profiles of entirely new members on couchsurfing.org.
Okay.
I think that this is going to be a rough and tumble crew of maybe rapists that you can find on the internet.
God, this is a tough one. I know people do it and they're fine, but here's what you have to accept. You have to accept that when they tell your story on 60 Minutes, and the guy says, everything started to go bad when the boys decided they would stay with strangers they met on the internet. Like, that's the point where everybody's going to be like, well, what did they expect? Like, of course they were going to get killed. Yeah,
I bet Chris Hansen visits this website and just cries. He's like, it's all for nothing.
They didn't listen.
They didn't listen to the things I said.
This is the one thing I will say. It sounds like of the two of these people, the question asker is not comfortable with it. The person they're traveling with is. If you're not comfortable with it, don't. You're not going to get more comfortable with it.
Right.
Especially not if you listen to a podcast where three people are like, oh yeah, they're just going to touch your butthole while you're unconscious. Yeah. Is that
because
cool?
I know I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Like, you know, and I know that people who actually do this, if you talk to them, I bet they would probably get kind of offended. Like, no, no, that's not our culture, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sorry, there's not enough QA on this to be able to safely do this.
Yeah, I need moderators. Like,
like a review, like a Zagat's.
If it goes down,
can we do a couch surfing Zagat's?
I need accountability. If shit goes down, I need a manager. Can I speak to your manager, couchsurfing.org? Because I got mouth fucked while I was unconscious. No stars.
No stars.
I give this house no stars out of 5 because my mouth got fucked while I was asleep in it. Boo, couch surfing.
I'm never doing this again.
Hang 10 nuts in your mouth while you're unconscious. Couchsurfing.org. Get a half pipe.
Have you been to the other side of the country? There's nothing worth getting mouth fucked over there.
No.
It's basically just they call... They call Hardee's Carl's Jr. That's it. Like, that's the whole bit.
So I can't leave Texas. It's just 10 hours in any direction of people who want my sweet mouth. Nothing I can do about it.
There's only one thing worth traveling to, in my opinion.
What's that, Justin?
Well, that's the money. This week, taking us to the money zone is Nicole, a dear friend, Nicole, and she's wishing her boyfriend, Steve Marincons, I believe, it's Marincons, a very happy 24th birthday.
If you're sending in a money zone request and you don't include phonetic pronunciations, what are you? You're wasting everyone's time.
It's okay. He's a big nerd. And that's her words, not ours. And she says, Steve, I adore you. And I hope you enjoy your minor moment of fame on this Mabim Bam. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Monkey Butt.
Monkey Thank Butt. You. Thank you, Travis, for saying
Thank
that.
You for both of you.
Happy birthday to you, Monkey Butt.
A happy birthday, Monkey Butt, to all.
Greetings,
traveler.
Welcome, weary Monkey Butt.
Your birthday journeys have led you here.
Can I do a jingle?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know I said
thought
I
you
wouldn't.
Weren't doing it for humans anymore.
Well, we've only got the one, and I feel like if people go a week without... I'll make it short.
Okay.
I like the idea of a minor moment of fame. Enjoy your five fucking moments of fame. It's all you're getting. Steve.
That's what you can do for people from now on. They'll love that. So if you want to get on our Jumbotron, as we say, just go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron, appropriately enough, and we'll wish your Monkey Butt a happy something or other.
Please don't make us say that kind of stuff.
We can either do personal messages or business messages. So if you want to talk about your website or your podcast or your webcomic or something, you can also get that hooked up as well.
Did you just mention like a dating ad? They brought that idea up a long time ago. We've never done it. Nobody's ever had the balls to do it. But if you want us to sell you as a sexual competitor...
Oh my God, will do that.
We will fucking
so
do
hardcore.
That.
I will give you 100% sexual partner guarantee.
We will get your dick wet.
Or your lady dick wet.
Hey, have you used getyourladydickwet.com surfing.org? It's this crazy website where you can travel across the country and stay in beds with people and you will have sex with them.
It's like being a gigolo or a juggalo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what we've
done? We've never juggalosurfing.org.
I was in Vegas and I actually stayed with Shaggy Two Dope.
Yeah, Jay Vicious and Cloud Nasty.
Cloud Nasty made me peanut butter and banana French toast in the morning. It was the best.
It was the best. Lady Deathmask came over and we had sex. It was great. What a fun weekend.
Can I open up with a Yahoo? Internet.
Yeah, please do.
This one was sent in by Jacob Locker. Jacob Locker, the prodigal son. Haven't gotten one from JL in a little while, but he's coming back to the fold, and I welcome him with arms that are also welcome. It's by Yahoo Answers user William T, who asks, how do I make a homemade belly shirt neatly? Also, is it okay for guys to wear them?
You should ask question two first.
I'm a straight guy who loves to wear belly shirts. I've worn them since I was 8. It feels good to show off my abs. I even run the neighborhood wearing them. My belly is a nice tan. I've made my first belly shirt recently with only scissors. It's nice, but it looks ripped up. How can I cut them more neatly? First of all, if you have abs, like a sweet, tan, rippling ocean of ab meat, you can't call it your belly anymore. Like, check out my sexy tum-tum. Like what you see?
Look at this gut.
Exactly. It's not a gut anymore. It's not a belly.
I got some Bradley Cooper fucking ripped, chisel, blasted guts bag.
No. You can't call it your guts bag anymore.
Once you're chiseled, it's your abs or your old abadabas.
Your abadabas. I like that.
Your abadabadoos.
Yeah.
Abadabarinos. There's a lot of different things. Now, as far as making... Okay, is it appropriate for a man to wear a belly shirt?
No.
Well, I don't know. If you're fucking... If you're so blasted... If you have, like, a butt on your torso... If that's... that's what it is when you have good enough abs. It's basically a butt on your torso. Like, it's a sexy good butt. Then, like, I think you've earned it. Like...
Okay, but let's turn it around. I have the sexiest back. Is it all right for a dude to wear a backless shirt?
Like, is it...
Like a low-cut, backless shirt.
Or crotchless pizza panties.
Yeah.
Man. Listen. If the worry is, I think by appropriate, he means, are people going to think he's gay? Because he makes a point of saying in the thing,
straight.
But, like, if you're that chiseled, people, I assume if I see a fit person, they're a homosexual. Is that biased of me?
No.
A positive image of the homosexual community. I feel like they're the only ones taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to breed us out of existence.
Listen, you can't be upset by that because of the show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. That show existed to be like, hey, we're taking care of ourselves. get on it, straight people.
I mean, it makes sense. They have so much skin in the game. Like there are more heterosexuals than there are of them, so they have to be like on fucking point. They have to be at the top of their game. I think that makes sense. I don't think that's mean to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very nice to say. I just don't know if it's fair or unfair to their community.
I think it's totally fair.
I mean, I'm blasted and ripped and chiseled, and my core is my delta burks are fucking blasted.
Right.
And but I also love the ladies.
Now I'm pizza blasted, but I'm married, so it doesn't matter anymore for me.
What if you're a real flavor blasted and you wear a belly shirt that just says I'm straight?
But it says, but the straight has been torn off.
Here's the problem. If you're a great, cool gay person with a really funny sense of humor, a belly shirt that says I'm straight would probably be the funniest thing you've
ever seen. Probably the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Like they would just run past you, get it? Like,
and the straight.
Do you see? Oh, man.
That would be funny. Gay people of America, start getting a little crazy. We're ready. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to embrace you.
Listen, it's gotten to a point now where you won gay marriage in New York. You've proven to everyone that you can be polite, wonderful members of society. Now fucking flip it.
Flip that script.
Yeah. Get, like, I want
to... Gotcha!
I want you back to, like, 1992, 1993 gays.
Those were the gays when you could just... Oh, you just defiled our expectations.
Those were the gays. I want Jeffrey too, okay? I want
like, those were the gays.
I miss they're too mainstream now.
Yeah. Ugh.
The correct answer, by the way, is you can't cut a belly shirt neatly. You have to just have it made half a shirt, and then they stop halfway down the torso.
It's the loss of craftsmanship.
I learned that from Jesse Thorne on the belly shirt put this on episode.
that was a great one.
Did you catch that one? I thought Lissa Gore did a great editing job on those. Got really some nice tight shots on people's guts.
I thought the belly jumpsuit he wore was a bit much, but
I didn't know that you could have a tweed belly shirt either, but doesn't seem comfortable.
Yeah, it's making it work though.
Yeah, it sure was.
Hey, listen, do you think there will ever be a time again when there aren't weird negative stigmas attached with having a mustache? Or is this just my burden to bear as a dude with a stash in the 21st century? And that is from Where Have All the Good Mustaches Gone?
What weird negative stigmas?
You know there is.
He means mustache only, I'm assuming, and not mustache and beard.
Okay, because as a bearded gentleman, I run into only positive stereotypes.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I think... Here's the thing, though. Here's the problem with this whole... The question... This is one of those situations where the answer is within the question. As soon as cool people like yourself retreat and stop wearing the mustache becomes solely...
It's extinct.
...pedo territory.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like you cede that ground to weird beards, and then all of a sudden it's like, oops... Where mustaches, only bad people have mustaches. They came for the mustaches of the cool people. I said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the weird people had mustaches, and there was no one left for me to mustache for.
Think about it.
That was really good, Justin.
Thanks.
That was beautiful.
That was Langston Hughes, wasn't it?
I read it off my Starbucks cup just now.
I actually have flipped it. I have just flipped it from the beginning of this question where I was like, fuck yeah, mustaches. And now I'm like, maybe don't. I think that a mustache can be like a red carnation on a blind date where you can tell who the creepsters are. If normies don't wear them anymore. Like if I get on couchsurfing.org and I do a mustache check, then I can be like, oh, maybe don't sleep on the couch.
So like if a place has like 3 out of 5 mustaches.
No, if a face has 1 out of a possible 1 mustache, then that's a sign that maybe I shouldn't stay there.
What if it has more than one?
Oh, God.
Holy shit. Well, eyebrows are basically mustaches for your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
For your eye mouths.
I'm gonna go a more active approach and say that as a cool mustache wearer, it is now your job to travel the world and point out people that should shave their mustaches.
here's the problem.
Like, you're like, I've earned this, you shave it.
Oh, that definitely exists. There's a hierarchy of mustache.
That's what I'm saying, is I think that if you have a glorious, full-bodied mustache, and you see somebody with that sketchy Stender stash that's not quite filled out.
Stender stash, I would say, is the bottom of the barrel. I would say the top of the barrel is like a John Hodgman. Like a John Hodgman. Yeah. Like a Vincent
A glorious stash.
He's making Price that
dash.
Work.
Yeah.
Or Sam Elliott. I kind of feel like Sam Elliott.
Oh, my God, yes.
The prototype. If people say, like, why don't you guys have more guests on? If I could get Sam Elliott's mustache on as a guest, in a heartbeat.
How about just print up a bunch of business cards, right, that just have Sam Elliott's picture with a little quote underneath that says, you need to shave your stash from Sam Elliott, and you hand them out.
Yeah, like demerits. Like, hey.
Yeah.
You guys stop acting weird.
You did a bad job. Lose it.
Weirder. You're going to shave it.
I thought very briefly, I was at the pool yesterday, and I didn't like the feeling of the hair on my face and chin being so moist. And I thought about maybe if a mustache would work for me.
I think about it all the time. I'm actually thinking about it right now.
I'm stroking
my upper lip hair right now.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think it would be possible with your recording setup? Could you shave down to a mustache as we're finishing the show? Would that be possible?
Probably not, because my girlfriend would instantly leave me.
Yeah, we would need. Plus, we'd also have to turn it into a full blown multimedia, social media, online experience. Where
maybe next time we do a live show, you can go to just a mustache.
Yeah, I think live show mustache. I think I could definitely do that.
You've heard it here. All mustaches. I can do one. Travis can do one. Justin can borrow one from a horse.
I can draw one on.
Justin can draw it on.
With mascara and a stipple brush.
This is going to be great.
It's going to be a good show. Hey, my boyfriend and I have been dating for around 3 months, but we don't have a specific anniversary. That never struck me as odd, but some of my girlfriends insisted that it was weird and that he and I needed to have one. Is not having an anniversary a slight to romantic traditions, or should we just make up an arbitrary date to appease my friends?
And that is from Michelle Mittens.
Michelle, can you not ballpark it for me? Like, you don't remember if it was hot or cold outside?
She did. It was 3 months.
Okay.
So three months ago. So that would be May?
Or April?
No, March? It would be May. Let's I think so we just like have
middle
to pick
of February.
One.
Yeah, well, is there not an instigating event? Can you not remember, like, I remember we had that, like, four-hour talk after the Dave Matthews Band concert.
Yeah, and you're like, what's yours? What's your favorite? Mine is Ants Marching.
Mm-hmm.
He said American Baby.
Dreaming.
Yeah, he said American Baby, and he laughed. He was like, no, nobody's favorite song is American Baby.
Wow.
I don't think it's that big of a deal when you're dating, personally. I think that... No.
You're wrong, and here's why.
Okay.
It's like when you have a learner's permit. If you can't observe the rules of the road with a learner's permit, you don't deserve a driver's license.
Travis, that was unusually astute. Are you on PCP?
No. I'm on Limitless.
Have you been taking the Bradley Cooper pills?
I am. I'm on the Bradley Cooper pills.
Travis brought some insight from a horse today, I think.
I think that we need to pick one for her. What's a good date? What is
go with the first. Go with, like, June 1st.
No, fuck that. We have an opportunity right now, Travis, to create love.
Okay.
What is a good day for love to be on?
She said around 3 months, right? So we're going May, right?
May.
Okay, if you're going memorable, what about May 8th? And then you can remember Maith.
Mate. That's not bad.
What about Cinco de Mayo?
What about Cinco de Mayo? That's what I was thinking. Fucking,
I love it.
Yeah,
5-5, easy to remember. Cinco de Mayo.
Let's get tequila drunk together, and spend some time.
Eat some chimichurritos.
Watch Love Actually. That's what she.
I like this.
That's
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Right. Cinco de Mayo.
And then you can Cinco de Love make.
Ooh.
Yeah. We synced up on Cinco de Mayo. That's what you tell people, and they'll retch a little bit in their mouths.
They'll get a little sick.
No, I think you just tell the honest story, and when people are like, oh, what's your anniversary? You say, it's Cinco de Mayo, because three random dudes chose it for us.
Three randos chose our anniversary.
Yeah, we have a special kind of love.
three guys spread throughout the country decided when we were in love.
My favorite Orwell novel.
I wish more people gave us that kind of... I think of us as sort of the global Justicars of love.
Like, I wish that people would, like, write us and be like, what day was my baby born?
Yeah. Hey, I need a new birthday. What's up?
Who is my real dad?
Hey, Christmas sucks. Can you move it? Sure can.
Shit.
I sure can. March 12th. Merry Christmas, everybody.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up soon.
Where's my advent calendar's guess? Wrong. Need a new one. Hey, Griffin. I have a Yahoo. This Yahoo answer was sent in by Cal. Thank you, Cal. It's by Yahoo Answers user Helen of Troy, who asks,
no.
How do people dress? Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says, how do people dress at spanking parties?
Oh, no.
I'm not planning on going to one. But I am curious as to what they are all about. Do people Do people dress in role-playing costumes? Can you just sit there and observe all the spanking around and you not have to participate?
Good one, Dave. You really got her.
Not for me, spank you.
Do you have to pay to enter the party? Are the parties usually at a private residence? Any answers would be appreciated.
I'm willing to bet that if you go to a spanky party, you're paying in one way or another.
Yeah. No one rides for free. Hide. Oh, man. What do you...
ass or ass.
Ass
for free.
Which one?
What is a spanking party?
Yeah, I'm already upset by just the assumption that this is a real thing that people do and not something this person has made up.
Yeah, because there's not a 5-paragraph answer that somebody's provided.
Oh, fuck.
Christ. Oh, oops.
Everybody, I want complete silence. Griffin, you have to read the whole
thing. Let's see how long we can go.
Okay.
Oh, man. This is Baka Otaku 30. Good start.
Is there some music you can underlay here later when you're editing together? Something
I'll throw down some Norah Jones.
Yeah. That would be great, actually.
Having been to my fair share of spanking parties, I'll happily answer this. Though more information can be found in an essay that I posted on my spanking blog months ago. The link to my blog can be found on my profile, though it'll take some digging to find the correct entry. Unless a party has a specific theme, like teacher-student, most people will simply wear clothes that are comfortable and casual. Spankers may tend to wear clothes that are more formal or authoritative, and spankies... Hush. Spankies...
We're an alfalfa.
And spankies... leans towards clothes that are loose-fitting or easily removed, allowing faster access to bare their bottom.
Uh-huh.
Skirts are common among female spankies, with pleated schoolgirl skirts being the most common. Some girl people will dress in roleplay, though, and there are some parties devoted entirely to roleplay. Yes, you may sit and observe if you don't feel like playing. No one is forced to play, and many parties have the attendees wear stickers that show the orientation for their night, top, bottom, or switch. I just threw a pan across the room because I was so like, yes, I gave blood today. This is a crazy sticker. And include a designation for observer or newbie. As Phil pointed out, you may be encouraged to play, but most people won't be pushy if you're new. The best parties will give a new person a chance to feel comfortable before they start playing. Most parties do have an entrance fee, or at least ask for a donation to cover costs, or that the attendees bring a
cover.
Or that the attendees bring
the aloe vera,
or that the attendees bring a covered dish to share.
Who brought
the fried kale? This is ow! Fuck! Ow!
Not yet, Steve.
Jesus! Fuck! God, look at my sticker. I'm an observer. Check my sticker. Jesus! I'm the caterer to this spank party. God damn.
I'm clearly dressed in a more authoritative manner. I am the spanker.
I like to wear a trench coat to the parties and tell them that I'm the covered dish.
The best parties also offer the most for the least amount of cash. From what I've heard, Shadow Lane costs far too much for what is available. And I went to a Crimson Moon party and can say that the same is true for all of them.
Crimson Moon, fuck you.
That's made up.
The most bang for the buck. Oh, this is promising. The most bang for the buck, from my experience, is the Texas All-State Spanking Party, as their entrance fees are always low, yet the party is huge, particularly the years that it takes place in Dallas. Road trip.
Griffin must go.
I'm going to shave down to a mustache. I'm going to fucking show up to that.
Oh, God.
Larger parties take place in hotels and resorts. Smaller parties usually at private residences. I enjoy the seclusion of a cabin party. There's something alluring to me at the public nature of a hotel party.
Okay, straight up. You guys gave shit to the people on couchsurfing.org. This is the new terrifying.
Hey, listen, as long as you're staying with me tonight, you're free to win in Rome, you know?
I got some friends coming over tonight. Choose your sticker.
Just stand into the, get in the spankatorium.
Choose wisely.
Stand in the spank tank with your sticker.
Welcome to the spankatorium. You can sleep on the couch if you'd like, but we might be keeping you up.
We might keep you up if you sleep too close to the spank dome. Last thing.
2 men enter, 1 man leaves.
One more thing, and this is the most upsetting part. There are also icebreaker games to get everyone comfortable when a party starts, so spanking can begin. Demos, vendors, contests, and special events. Hey, guys. Hey. Just really quick. I mean, I get, does it go trust falls, then low ropes activities, and then you fucking punish someone's, just punish that ass? Explain to me. You played the minister's cat.
It's name game. Keep the ball in the air, and then paddle till blood
chunks.
Just
fucking wail on that ass. punish that student, and then you go back to low ropes.
Is it light as a feather, stiff as a board, and then cat of nine tails?
Yeah.
Or
I can never remember. See, I like to use spanking to break the ice before I do something uncomfortable.
Like, hey, I'm Justin. Low ropes
ask
are this
to borrow
way.
Money or something.
You want some Sprite?
My favorite thing, and it goes all the way back to the beginning of that explanation, is the line, because of I've gone to a bunch of spanking parties, I'll handle this one. Like, everybody was rushing to answer. And they're like, I got this.
Don't worry.
I got it.
Allow me.
You've come to the right place.
We're cool.
I have a master's sticker, so you know that I know what I'm talking about. How you brought casserole. Excited. That's nice.
How excited must this guy have been to be combing the weird party section of Yahoo Answers and fucking finally someone is ready to tap into his expertise? The punishment part, no. Master student, no. Poop eating. Here we go. A spanking question. Party.
This question, by the way, I just realized was from 4 years ago. So if we're lucky,
this person's dead.
Everyone is dead.
Spanked to death.
Spanked. Oh, you spanked my guts out!
A little to the left. No!
You know, you guys understand how this little short story ends, right? It ends with sometime this week, we get an email from someone who's butthurt for giving the expression. Hey, listen.
Me and my fellow cheek blasters, we didn't like those things you said.
Listen, me and the other rump wrestlers were talking.
Listen, tough shit, okay? Everybody does weird things. Keep it secret, keep it safe. Part of it, weird shit is not getting uppity when other people call you on it because it's a secret, so you're not supposed to admit to it. That's what secrets are.
And listen, no one can possibly use the phrase, no, I do this all the time. There's nothing weird about it. Fuck you.
By the way, scoop for you. If there was nothing weird about it, you wouldn't prefer cabin parties, you weirdo.
Oh, God.
I like Tupperware parties in the middle of fucking nowhere where I know the sheriff's not going to come putting his big nose into my business.
Unless he's into that.
I mean, he's more than welcome, obviously.
All are welcome
at the spank party.
I will say that if the rest of the world could take on the open-mindedness of a spank party, maybe we'd be a little bit of a better place.
Yeah.
Or the worst place ever.
Yeah, just and no nightmare. One could sit down. Just a chairless wasteland.
Listen, I want to hear Griffin's last question. But first, just a few housekeeping things. Next week, we are going to have a special back-to-school episode. All our questions, everything's going to be about headed back to school.
About the movie Back to School.
Yeah, about the movie Back to School, about actually physically going. What's cool for kids? What styles are cool this year?
But that's going to be up to you. You need to send us all your back-to-school questions, from college to kindergarten.
Here's a sneak preview. 5-star, out. Mead, in.
Yeah. Trapper Keeper.
Done so.
If I do. Please, if you get a chance this week, can you just tell a friend? Say, hey, I made you a CD. It's got this show on it. Or and hey, this is a super duper please. I see a lot of people ask people on Twitter, like, hey, what's Bim Bam Bam? Because you just talked about it. When you answer them, can you please send them a link to our sampler so that way they listen to it? It's bit.ly/ it's MBMBAM. And if they hear that, they think, oh, this is funny. It's an easy way to get people into it. And then or you'll just have
search,
a friend.
Search YouTube for MBMBAM. It's like the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also while they're on there, make sure that they check out the Rinse and Repeat.
The Saturday Morning Cartoon.
Yeah, they're going to love that.
Yeah, it's good so stuff.
Thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed, which is...
Speaking of spanking parties.
Oh, man, just turn that one on at your next...
What I love is somebody tweeted, thanks MBMBAM and Long Winters, the album is great. John Roderick retreated it. He was super happy that it was up there.
So and he retreated it. He capitulated.
He did retreat it.
Hey, you know...
Travis had a big spanking last night.
I think that we should stop advising people to just buy Putting the Days to Bed. I think you should buy every Long Winters album.
Oh, yeah.
They're all, pretend they're to fall. Literally all great.
God damn, it's so good.
We've got a forum. It's MaximumFun.org/something-something-something. But if you go to MaximumFun.org, there's a forums button there. And we're there. We talk with people, talk about the episode, talk about what you liked, what you didn't like. Feedback, you know. Real dialogue. And, of course, you can do that on Twitter, too. Just use the MBMBAM hashtag when you talk about something related to the show, be it a quote or something like that. Not really the best place to ask us questions for the show. For that, you want to go with MBMBAM@MaximumFun.org. But we're happy to answer them there. And, yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
I love you.
Griffin is going to give us one more question, something to sort of think about over the oncoming week. So, Griffin, take it away.
This one was sent in by Greg Jaxies. Thanks, Greg. It's by Yahoo Answers user Lord Have Mercy, who asks, why would a 6'3" man who looks like Jay-Z be a lot more depressed than a 5'6" guy who looks like Jay-Z?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is my brother and me. This is your dad.
Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart, hey. Keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart, man. These girls are smart, 3 stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.